And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Saxie Dowell, Al Jolson, Ben Burney, and Frank Trumbauer, and play some records for no particular reason. Yesterday, May 30th, marked the birth in 1901 in Carbondale, Illinois, of Ori Frank Trumbauer. His mother played piano in movie theaters, and Frank tried his hand at violin, flute, trombone, and piano, but after hearing the saxophone, decided that was the instrument for him. He served in the Navy in World War I, and by the time he left, he could play proficiently by ear, but spent 9 months studying and learning to sight read and to play cornet and bassoon. Over the next few years, he worked for a number of dance band leaders in St. Louis, including Max Goldman, Earl Fuller, and Gene Rodemick. In 1923, he joined the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and the following year was with Ray Miller. He led a small combo at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis, and in 1925, Beck Spiderbeck joined the group, beginning their close association, working together in orchestras led by Gene Goldkett, Adrian Rollini, and Paul Whiteman. In 1927, Tram got his own recording contract with OK, and in the 30s led his own big bands. In 1939, he became an aeronautics inspector and test pilot during World War II. He died in Kansas City, Missouri on June 11, 1956. Here are three from Frank Trumbauer. Thank you.
Now, celebrities may come and go, but there's always one man who stops the show. Here's a man, and he's really grand.
And now we're going to tell you about Bass Drum Dan.
He's not a one-man band. He's not a piccolo Pete. But when he beats that drum, you leave your seat.
With Dan Bass,
it's time to go.
It's time to go.
Gotta start the show.
Gotta start the show.
Now look out below.
Look out below.
And watch this boy go boom, boom, all day long.
You can hear him go, driving you crazy, I know. There he goes, on his toes, that's my bass drum Dan. Sings a song, beating all the while, always wearing a smile. There he goes, the rains or snows, that's my bass drum Dan.
When he plays that drum, I just get numb, I'm telling you. I didn't know that I was so dumb, I'm telling you. That's going some, a bum 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 boom boom boom.
That's the way you do, loving it like I do. Made for you, you can't get blue with my bass drum Dan. That's a man, and he's really grand. That's bass drum Dan.
Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra and a Frank Trumbauer composition, Choo Choo, recorded September 8, 1930. Before that, it was another Tram composition, Bass Drum Dan, from April 10, 1931. The vocal trio was the King's Jesters, John Ravenscroft, Ira Barstow, and George Howard. And we started out our tribute to Frank Trumbauer and the show with Shivery Stomp from May 22, 1929. That was not a Frank Trumbauer composition, having been written by Segar Ellis, who recorded it as a piano solo for OK. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 29th, marked the birth in 1904 in Raleigh, North Carolina, of Horace Kirby Dowell, better known as Saxy. And if my name were Horace, I'd probably go by Saxy as well. He got his nickname at about age 12 from playing saxophone, often at his father's downtown drugstore. In 1922, he enrolled at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where he met Hal Kemp and joined Kemp's Carolina Club Orchestra as vocalist and playing tenor sax, clarinet, and flute. He was a staple in the Kemp band for years, performing internationally, recording, and appearing on radio. In 1939, with the huge success of Three Little Fishes, he left Kemp and formed his own orchestra, and there's quite an interesting story behind just who wrote Three Little Fishies, which I won't go into here. Dowell served in World War II as bandmaster aboard the aircraft carrier USS Franklin, which on March 19, 1945, was bombed by two Japanese warplanes, killing 724 sailors, including five of Dowell's musicians. On June 11th, Dowell received a citation for heroism during the attack. After the war, he reformed his own orchestra, playing around the Chicago area and making a few recordings on the Sonora label. Around 1949, he became a disc jockey for WGN, and at one point had a talking parakeet, which would give the occasional station ID. In 1953, Jack Fulton made a record for Decca titled Pete the Parakeet, which featured the talking bird. Saxy Dowell retired to Scottsdale, Arizona in 1960 and died on July 22, 1974. Here's Saxy Dowell.
Sashay left, sashay right. Everybody's going to go to the square dance tonight. Get the gal and date her, drop her like a hot potato. When you find a better one, kiss 'em all in fun. There'll be fancy doings down in the barn. Hezekiah Whipplewood is getting to be mighty good on the musical saw. Jeremiah Higginbottom's hotter than a hottentot when he plays that turkey in the straw. Henry Homer is the host. He's the one cuts up most at that rare dance. Come along to the square dance.
Hands around. Make the circle wide. Hands around. With the gals inside, hands around, and you can't go wrong. Listen to the fiddle and the fiddler's song. Take a turn, do the heel and toe, take a turn. Ab, and you bend her low, take a turn. Now together sway, don't you take advantage of a gal that way. Swing your partner, do-si-do, sashay left and a sashay right. At that rare dance, come along to the square dance.
birds and the bees. The gold that I've won is the gold of the sun. My song is the song of the breeze. A cute little cradle swings down from the bough, where birds come to sing all their lullabies now. My castle in Spain is a shack in the lane, still it's heaven to someone and me.
Great record. From a British Duophone 78 recorded in New York on September 10, 1928 for release only in the UK, that was the Six Jumping Jacks, credited as the Victorian Syncopators and I Don't Care. Tom Stack speaks the first four words in the record, the rest of the vocal is by Jack Parker, and the scatting by Larry Abbott, who played clarinet, alto sax, and comb in the band. So what does I Don't Care have to do with Saxie Dowell? Well, he wrote the words and music. That's what. I Don't Care was preceded by Saxie Dell vocalizing with the Carolina Club Orchestra on My Castle in Spain as a Shack in the Lane, written by Irving Caesar and Cliff Friend. That was recorded by OK on March 27, 1929. And we began our tribute to Saxie Dell with a December 12, 1934 recording of Square Dance. Square Dance was written by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Yesterday, May 30th, marked the birth in 1891 in New York City of Benjamin Anselwitz. You may know him better as the old maestro Ben Burney. He displayed early virtuosity as a violinist, but enrolled in the Columbia School of Mines to study engineering. He became involved in college shows and, after leaving school, played vaudeville as a monologist and violinist. He met accordionist Phil Baker, and they formed a vaudeville act called Burney and Baker. In 1922, Ben formed his own dance band, and they were the first to play at the new Roosevelt Hotel in New York. They were originally booked for a short engagement, but became the exclusive band at the Roosevelt from 1923 to 29. By the mid-20s, the band was recording and broadcasting and made a European tour. Ben Burney is parodied in a number of vintage Warner Brothers cartoons, particularly for his invented word, yowza, which eventually became a trademark of his radio personality. Following the stock market crash of 1929, in which he suffered major losses, he got his own radio show and was broadcasting regularly. Burney and columnist Walter Winchell carried on a running feud in the 30s, and which was the basis for two movies in which they co-starred, Wake Up and Live and Love and Hisses. Ben Burney co-wrote several songs, including Sweet Georgia Brown, Who's Your Little Who's This, I Can't Believe It's True, and Strange Interlude. Following a sudden illness, Ben Burney died in Beverly Hills on October 20th, 1943. Here's Ben Burney and all the lads.
fattiest speedy boys. Jim and Sally, every kid in our alley, all of them mad about speedy boys. There's welcome on every mat, in each humble flat. No matter where you find him, you'll find joy. Oh, we praise him, trouble and care don't faze him. Wonderful lad is speedy boy.
Started. They had no bank account. They're married over 20 years and have the same amount. Hi-ho, lack-a-day, what have we got to lose? I'm good at drying dishes. You're good at scrubbing pans. I haven't any future and you haven't any plans. Hi-ho, lack-a-day, what have we got to lose? I diddle-diddle, that's a tune. A tune to croon, both night and noon. Hi-ho, we ought to make it soon. I don't believe in delay. And somewhere in the country, we'll find a little nest. We'll pay a dollar down, and they can sue us for the rest. Hi-ho, lack-a-day, what have we got to lose?
The old maestro, Ben Burney, with his characteristic vocalizing, not exactly singing, not exactly speech, but hey, it works. That was What Have We Got to Lose from February 1, 1933. Hi-ho, lack-a-day, What Have We Got to Lose was written by Gus Kahn, Charlotte Kent, and Louis Alter. Next was one of those tunes I call unresolved, where the song ends in a minor chord. Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Speedy Boy, from March 22, 1928. Speedy Boy was composed by Jesse Greer, born August 26, 1896, in New York. Early in his career, he worked as a theater pianist, and he began composing in the mid-20s. The Raymond Clogas lyrics were sung there by Scrappy Lambert, but the band also recorded an instrumental version in the same session for issue abroad. Speedy Boy was also recorded by Annette Hanshaw with Willard Robeson and his orchestra, and by Johnny Johnson with a vocal quartet. We began our tribute to Ben Burney with the Keller Sisters and Lynch, and She's Still My Baby, from September 7, 1926. Lynch was Frank Lynch, and the Keller Sisters weren't really the Keller Sisters at all. They were actually Frank Lynch's real sisters, Nan Lynch and Taddy Lynch. When the trio first started out in vaudeville, Taddy was too young to legally perform on stage, so a friend gave her a forged birth certificate in the name of Ethel Keller, and the act became Ethel Keller and her chums. It was Duke Ellington who suggested the name Keller Sisters and Lynch. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com, and available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Last week, May 26, marked the birth in 1886 in Lithuania of Asa Jolson, better known as Al Jolson. The family emigrated to the U.S. when Al was about 7 and settled in Washington, D.C., where Jolson's father was a cantor. His mother died when Al was 9, and much to the dismay of his father, who had hoped Al would also become a cantor, he left home to try a shot at show business, as his older brother had done. Al teamed up with his brother Harry and Joe Palmer in an act known as Jolson, Palmer, and Jolson, but in 1905, Al was out on his own. It was while appearing at the National Theater in San Francisco that he first coined the phrase, "You ain't heard nothing yet." In 1908, he joined Lou Dockstader's minstrel shows, and in 1911 was hired by the Schubert brothers to appear in their revue, La Belle Paris, at the new Winter Garden Theater. He went on to star in a series of Broadway musicals, the last being Hold On to Your Hats in 1940. In 1926, he sang 3 songs in the Vitaphone sound short film A Plantation Act, and then starred in the first full-length talkie, The Jazz Singer, in 1927, followed by The Singing Fool, Sonny Boy, Say It Was Songs, Big Boy, Mammy, and Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. In the 30s, he was heard regularly on radio, and his records were extremely popular. Jolson was the first star to entertain troops overseas during World War II, and in 1946, Columbia released his film biography, The Jolson Story, with Larry Parks, who was nominated for a Best Actor Oscar. Jolson's own singing was dubbed into the film. Al Jolson died on October 23, 1950, in San Francisco, and is buried in an elaborate monument at Hillside Memorial Park. Here's the world's greatest entertainer, Al Jolson.
I'm happy, so happy, walking on air, the why and the wherefore. Is someone I care for. And I'm yelling, and I'm telling folks everywhere, I know that she loves me, so what do I care? There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and a sky of blue above. Oh, the sun shines bright, the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that great big solitaire that my little sugar baby is going away. There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. Thank you. think the world's all right, 'cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, 'cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when you see that pretty big solitaire that my little sugar baby, baby, baby is going away. Come on, get hot and hit it now. There's a rainbow around my shoulder and a sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love.
We quarreled, I walked out and held my head up high. I said, wait and see, she'll be phoning me. All at once, well, there came a doubt as the days went by. And now my foolish pride, at last I passed a sigh. I said I'd never come back, but here I am, here I am. I said I'd keep off your track, but here I am, here I am. Don't take advantage of me, 'cause I've come to you. Just see how sweet you can be. Oh, what I've been through. And I said that I could forget. Oh, how I tried, how I tried. I said, I'm sorry we met. And how I lied, how I lied. Nobody knows just how lonesome I've been. The thought of your kisses just made me give in. I said I'd never come back, but here I am. I said, I'd never come back. Look, honey, here I am, here I am. And I said that I would keep off your track. But here I am, here I am. Please, don't take advantage of me, 'cause I've come to you. Just see how sweet you can be. Oh, what I've been through. I said that I could forget, makes me laugh. Oh, I tried, oh, I tried. And I said that I was sorry we met. I lied, oh, how I lied. Nobody knows just how lonesome I've been. Why, the thought of your kisses makes me give in. I said I'd never come back, but here I am.
Down where every month is June, down where the palm trees sway, that's my home, and mighty soon I'm going there to stay. Once aboard a little choo-choo, I'll shout all the way. Miami, take your little sunny to your sunny clime. Miami, tell my little honey I'll be there on time. Sunlight ever shining on the sea, soon it's going to be shining right on me. Miami, my Miami, you belong to me. My flower, my land, my birdies too. My sunny skyland, my heart's with you. Thank you.
see. Soon it's gonna be shining right on me. Miami, my Miami, you belong to me. My flowers, my land, my little birdies, do 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 do. My sunny skyland, my heart's with you. So I say, Miami, Miami, take a little sunny, cross the honey climb, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Miami, tell me a little honey, I'll be there on time. Sunlight I'm shining on the sea, soon it's gonna be shining all over me. Miami, Miami, my Miami, you belong to me.
Early in his career, Al Jolson recorded for Columbia, but in the 20s, the Brunswick Bulk Cullender Company became a huge enterprise, and Jolson invested in the company in the mid-20s and switched to recording for them. There we have three Brunswick records, Al Jolson with Carl Fenton's orchestra and Miami from the stage musical Big Boy. Miami was written by Jolson, Buddy De Silva, and Con Conrad. Songs about Florida were popular in the early 20s as a result of the Florida land boom, which went bust in 1926. That December 21, 1925 recording credits Carl Fenton and his orchestra, but of course there was no such person as Carl Fenton. It was a name made up and applied to 1920s Brunswick studio bands by Walter Gus Henschen, who was Brunswick's musical director at the time. Miami was preceded by another Carl Fenton recording, Here I Am, from June 1, 1926. Here I Am, Broken Hearted was written by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. And we began our tribute to Jolie with There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder from The Singing Fool, written by Jolson, Billy Rose, and Dave Dreyer. That was waxed August 20th, 1928, and yes, that's Jolson doing the whistling.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call For No Particular Reason. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records we've come across while putting this show together, which aren't part of a specific topic, but are nonetheless interesting, unusual, or for whatever reason warrant sharing.
Young and nifty, but doctors I defy to tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. Prohibition bothers us, but prunes don't sit and brood. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always getting sued. La 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 la. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Beauty treatments always fail, they've tried all to no avail. Other prunes are envious because they know real well. No matter how young a prune may be, hot water makes them swell. Mm-hmm.
that I shall never see. A poem lovely as a tree, a tree whose hungry mouth is pressed close to the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree who may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
We started off this final, for no particular reason, segment of the show with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and the Prune Song. I wonder if that song was the inspiration behind Stan Freberg's commercial for Sunsweet Pitted Prunes, which had the tagline, "Today the pits, tomorrow the wrinkles."
Now there's an intelligent comment.
In any case, the vocalist was, of course, Tom Stax on that Johnny Come Lately September 26, 1928 version for Brunswick. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians recorded a version about 3 weeks earlier for Victor, and Frank Crummett's original recording was made April 5th. Frank Crummett wrote the lyrics, and Harry DaCosta wrote the tune. I haven't been able to find a birth date for Harry DaCosta, but he wrote a lot of tunes, and I have a feeling he may have his own segment coming up here, unrelated to his birthday. The Prune Song was followed by the Triple R debut of Will Osborne's March 25, 1931 rendition of Trees. That, of course, is the musical rendition of Alfred Joyce Kilmer's poem, Trees, which was written on February 2, 1913, while Kilmer was living in Mahwah, New Jersey. The tune was written by Oscar Rosbach, and despite stories to the contrary, according to Kilmer's son, the poem does not refer to any specific tree. We finished up with Sam Lennon's I Pen a Troubadours, with Scrappy Lambert providing the vocal on Four Walls, written by Al Jolson, Billy Rose, and Dave Dreyer. That Columbia Vivatonal recording is from January 21, 1928, right around the time that Franklin Bauer and Johnny Johnson also recorded it. For those of you who are younger than that record, Ipana was a brand of toothpaste created in 1901 by Bristol Myers. The company was an early sponsor of radio programs, including Sam Lennon's orchestra's musical variety program on NBC, hence the name the Ipana Troubadours. The Ipana brand is now owned by the Canadian company Maxil, and you can once again buy Ipana toothpaste in its original wintergreen flavor for adults and the bubblegum-flavored kids brand Bucky Beaver, created in the 1950s. Ipana is one of the leading brands of toothpaste in Turkey. Who knew? I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.